The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Oh, mobile phone, could you be a bigger part of our lives? Sure, you're more addictive than cocaine, but your effects last way longer. As long as we keep providing you with life-giving juice for your lithium-ion battery. With you, we can candy crush, fight trolls on social media, enjoy spirited discourse, and never truly change anyone's mind. Let your algorithms tickle our ears with hours of tunes just like the one before, which we also liked. And most important of all, we can gaze into your magic mirror any time of day or night so you can tell us who is the fairest of them all. But alas, many of us are liking less and less what our selfies are saying. Does this shot make my nose look big, you say? Honestly, yes, if you're shooting yourself from 12 inches or less away. Plastic surgeons are trying to calm half their prospective patients who want to look more attractive on social media and selfies. Research published in JAMA Facial Plastic Surgery identifies nasal distortion in short-distance photographs, the selfie effect. And it doesn't matter how good your phone camera is, if the object at the center is shot at arm's length or less, it's going to look bigger, 30% bigger for men and 29% bigger for women. Turn your head sideways and it will give you big ears. Shoot from below and you'll have Jay Leno's chin. So take a deep breath in through your humongous nose and out through the mouth and chill. It's an optical illusion and nothing to develop dysmorphia over. That's a pathological dislike of one's appearance. Here's a thought. Let someone else pry that phone from your fingers and take a pic from a proper distance. Your nose isn't that big. Your precious phone is lying to you. By the way, I guess now we all know why Anthony Weiner is so fond of shooting his junk. My name is Cal Cote, Ghanaian Swiss singer Joy Frempong and producer and musician Leluja Ha are back from outer space, and they've brought a new sound with them that might make the future a little more colorful. It's one for the women of this world, from Oi, Made of Love, from World Beat Canada.
Make babies. I'ma shine, shining like a gold. You said you want a list, but nobody knows. I remember calling daddy from a phone. Now they gassed up like they ate some soul. I'm with the rest of Trina bouncing and we roll. Got that whole club jumping like a kangaroo. On the trampoline, bouncing off the gasoline. Ripley gold digging, cut it off, gangrene. Guillotine, chop. Damn, that move was mean. I've been busting that dip since I turned 14. It's in my jeans, in my denim, in my DNA. And that's real, you can't clone or replicate. Hey,
sweat on my body, hips on the flow.
African futurism is certainly coming into its own through artists like the great Spoke Mutombo and his project Batuk. That was Move, the Soul Factor remix. Before that, a Nordic African collaboration, Oi, and the single Made of Love. This is Adam Shake from Nelson, British Columbia, and Dancing Dubs on World Beat Canada.
backyard.
Beat, beat, check out the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
You like your electronics mixed with Indian traditional, you're going to love what we have coming up this hour. An exclusive interview with Diamond Dougal from Punjabtronics, a new release, which is breaking the mold. March 17th, it's Shane's Teeth in celebration of St. Patrick's Day, along with the Hard Rock Miners, a Kaylee Along, Irish Dancers, and a tribute to Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries. This is all happening at the Wise Hall, a tribute to the Pogues with Shane's Teeth. Timber Concerts presents On Sale Now, Anti-Ballots with guests, Sunday, March 18th at the Biltmore, doors at 7, shows at 8. Available at Red Cat, Main Street, Red Cat Hastings, Zulu, and High Life. This Brooklyn-based musical collective is on tour to support their latest release of Where the Gods Are in Peace. Jim Burns, a multi-Juno award-winning bluesman, takes the stage of the Chief Seapass Theater in Langley on Friday, March the 23rd. Tickets at the usual outlets. Shay Malambo storms the stage at the Queen Elizabeth Theater April 11th, showcasing gaucho tradition with its dueling drums and whirling boladaros. Hailed by critics for their power and passion and mind-blowing performance, Shay Malambo brings together the lightning-fast footwork of river dance with the smoldering intensity of flamenco and tango. For tickets and more information, check out caravanbc.com. And Delhi to Dublin bring their unique Bhangra Celtic sound to the Commodore Ballroom on April 14th. Check out Delhi to Dublin on Facebook for tickets and more information. We launch ourselves into the air through the transmitter of 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. That's CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. Next, another fresh track from Tanga's brand spanking new second album, Reincarnacion. Thanks for joining us on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
De frente se menea, me sus puntas y no le ponga frena. Ella es number one, quiero que sea mi nena. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Oye, mi morena. Me gusta cómo mueve y no tengo pena. Porque ya encontraste tan la buena, te digo yo. Oye, lo que digo yo.
Te digo yo, poniendo corazón, quemando el micrófono, la música en estación como es la cosa sabrosa. Se juntaron las máquinas del flow del arte como Veña Rosa. La tanga llega desde Canadá rompiendo temas que pasa por las venas y pagan los problemas. Siempre de guerra ha sido, con ese mi sonido. Orgullo soy de representar la tierra que he nacido.
Mi vida no es ajena. Ahora vengo yo compartiendo y vámonos en la buena vibra. Good vibration, mi vida no es ajena. Ahora vengo yo compartiendo y vámonos en la buena vibra. Good vibration. Oye lo que digo yo.
Jamaica and Brazil. What you know about Cena's always bringing it to India. What you know about that flow make a shock, make a steal. Ay, quito una conga, junto a un timbal. La fiesta está buena con tanga mundial. Y si no sabes bailar, yo te enseño a cantar. Te digo yo, sha la le 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 la la le la la, que la rumba está buena, ya con tanga buena. Te digo yo. Que la rumba está buena, hey, ya está buena, está buena. Oye, ¿cómo suena?
metal que de tu a cantar. Ronole sangre que fácil y mandar. No hay fronteras para porque salió.
Caminando, seguir caminando. Hoy aquí, walking, walking. 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 Caminando, seguir caminando.
Malcolm Aiken and Tanga, you've discovered
Free Range Radio from World Beat Canada.
Yeah.
Hear you shiver with anticipation. From East LA, the street sounds of a great new trio called The Commons and Alitas. Before that, Tanga from Reincarnacion, their second album, which is part musical anthropology and part new music exploration, getting down to the underground of the scene in Ecuador. From Caracas, Venezuela, comes Juan Luis Pardo, the guitarist for Los Amigos Invisibles, who's put together a side project called Los Crema Perezo, and this features him and Carol C. on vocals with a great old Depeche Mode track. You'll know it, and I think you're going to like it. Here's your own personal Jesus, Los Crema Perezo, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
You're wrong.
was so sure I'd learned the right pronunciation. But when I tried my phrasebook Spanish at Maracaibo Airport, nobody could understand a word.
Until the day I go down, celebrate me with the here and now. Time to focus, stand tall and stand proud. Celebrate me, we'll keep it together. Live stronger, mentally strong to live longer. Whoa, and in the present, gonna stay up together, won't drown. I won't be weary, still here, I'm never worn out, out. Yes, the mindset of a winner, I will rise up forever, stand ground. I got your back at the worst set of times. Unification when you're just tired of trying. We need you more than you know. Be your best and let your true self show. You know you'll never be strange to us. We know you got something to offer up. You're one of us, you better liven up. Hey, whoa. We know you got something to offer up. Oh yeah, just be loving and kind, and that'll keep you in line. To all my friends and all my people in a struggle, stand ground. You celebrate me with the here and now. Time to focus, stand tall and stand proud. And celebrate me, we'll keep it together. Live stronger, mentally strong to live longer. And gonna stay up together, won't drown. We won't be weary, still here. We're never worn out, out. To be awake and innovate, that's how we'll do it. Keeps us going round town. I got your back at the worst set of times, and in return know that you have got mine. We need you more than you know. You be your best, let your true self show. You know you'll never be strange to us. We know you've got something to offer up. You're one of us, you better liven up. Hey, whoa. You know you'll never be strange to us. We know you've got something to offer up. Oh yeah, just be loving and kind, and that'll keep you in line. Keep it together, live stronger.
Tell you, I was having a heck of a time just trying to pick what to play this week from a ton of new music that's going to be coming your way on World Beat Canada. So keep coming back to your source for contemporary global music. This is exciting. We have Diamond Dougal from the UK to explain the envelope-pushing performance of Punjabtronics coming to the South by Southwest Festival. Plus a debut you're not going to want to miss. Stick with us. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cook. Beefing up the Bhangra beat with electronics is nothing new, thanks to pioneers like British Mercury Prize nominee DJ Swami and Diamond Dougal. But a new cultural exchange program between India and the UK called the Asian Arts Agency has commissioned a cutting-edge musical electro-acoustic collaboration including Swami and Diamond and traditional Punjabi folk artists. It's called Punjabtronics. Swami band member and longtime collaborator Diamond Dougal joins us from the UK to help us fill in the blanks. How you doing, Diamond?
I'm good, thanks. Good to speak to you again.
Yeah, you and Swami have been messing around with electronics and Punjabi folk for years. What new things is Punjabtronics allowing you to explore?
Looking at Swami, first of all, Swami's always been like, you know, a project for me where I can explore different aspects of my identity, being British and being brought up here on electronic music, but also being exposed to Punjabi music remotely from India. But Punjabtronics is a culmination of years of working on different formats of Swami into actually being able to go to India and collaborate with folk musicians born into that tradition in India and bring to them, you know, the electronic British music that I've experienced as well.
Can you tell me about some of the other collaborators in Punjabtronics?
Yeah, of course. In Punjabtronics, you know, we have a group of musicians from Punjab who are pioneers of their instruments. Vijay Yamla Tumbi, he's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays the algoza, double flute, as well as the tumbi, the one-string banjo. He's actually the grandson of a very famous folk singer called Yamla Jutt. We have Cookie Jogi, who is probably the best door player in Punjab. I mean, this guy is thunderous. You have to see him perform.
Wow.
We have Gurtej Singh on vocals as well, who is a traditional Punjabi folk singer, who is who has such a powerful, awesome voice. And we also have Deera Singh, who is a sarangi player who's played on a number of Bollywood and Punjabi movies. So, you know, together it's quite a cross-section of Punjabi instruments, which is makes a fantastic sound together, you know, with the electronics and the visuals. It's something that, you know, everybody should come and experience.
So Punjabtronics is funded by Reimagine India in celebration of the recent marking of India's independence. Is India giving its culture kind of like a makeover with these kinds of initiatives?
The project was initially started as part of Reimagine India, which was a way of kind of reflecting through music and art and how the relationship between Britain and India has developed since, you know, partition in 1947. It was 70 years last year to 2017, and I was commissioned to put this project together and look at those relationships in new ways, you know, even looking at some of the more, you know, the darker side of it as well, the actual, you know, the fighting that broke out during partition. So it was initially commissioned as part of Reimagine India, but it was such a success, the tour last July when we toured the UK, that the project has continued and grown into a US tour now.
Can you tell us a bit more about the multimedia aspect of the live production?
Oh, I've always wanted to do this as well, because, I mean, on stage I do like a DJ kind of hybrid performance with analog modular synthesizers. Mm-hmm. But to be able to incorporate that with live projections and visuals, and this isn't just like pre-recorded projections. John Minton is the filmmaker who's working with me on this to do the live visuals. He does all the live visuals for Noel Gallagher and Portishead and a lot of other stuff. He's very experimental using analog equipment and live capture cameras. So he uses a lot of feedback technique and oscillators to create you know, live capture images of the performance, which is you know, something that's very kind of hypnotic, should I say.
You know, these kinds of funded commissions are very, very rare, so when they come around, you want to take full advantage of them. What do you personally hope is achieved with Punjabtronics?
From an artist's point of view, first of all, as a musician, is I think, you know, the time is now for world music to move on to the next stage of progressive collaboration with electronic music and more experimental electronica and dance music, rather than just in its purest traditional form. You know, really kind of, you know, bend the envelope of not what the music is saying to us, but what is the communication behind the music that we want to connect with. When we listen to Punjabi folk music, it has several elements that we experience in the West with electronic music, such as, you know, it can make us lose ourselves, it can make us feel hypnotic, it can kind of transport us to a different heightened sense of enjoyment. Mm-hmm. And all of these correlations I want to make with progressive world music. And I think, you know, if Punjabtronics can present music to people in a new form which they've never heard before, and that they can like it, or they can even be introduced to more traditional Punjabi music through the vehicle of electronic music that they might understand, then Punjabtronics is achieving its goal.
Yeah, it's a perfect open window to explore further. Punjab Trunks begins a U.S. tour March 8th. If you live in the eastern U.S., lucky you. You'll have a chance to witness this production in Philly, Boston, New York, D.C., and March 13th through 18th, they'll be in Austin for the South by Southwest Festival. Find out more about the project at Punjabtronics, that's with an X, .co.uk. So the important question, Diamond, are the kids digging it?
The important thing for me always is to, there's no age barrier to music, there's no cultural barrier, and then it's got to be something which works for everyone. And you know, I've always been inspired by a lot of underground contemporary electronic dance music, as well as by a lot of the traditional Punjabi sounds as well. So for me, it's always like, you know, as long as I'm feeding off the energy of the music, then I know that it will work with lots of different people, and lots of people have been coming to the shows, and that's been a really exciting thing to see at the show, such a cross-section of society, of all cultures and of all ages, right up the front, really getting into the music. Then, you know, it's the sound is translating.
I hope that continues on the U.S. tour, too. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you up here in Vancouver sometime, too.
Yeah, well, we hope to get there soon, later in the year.
Cool.
Best wishes with this, Diamond, and greetings to Swami. The tracks I've been hearing are absolutely gorgeous. Can we share a taste right now? Can you set up Jind Mahi for us?
The track you're about to hear, Jind Mahi, is based upon a traditional Punjabi folk song, which is kind of like a celebration of love. I've taken that Punjabi folk element of the instrumentation and the lyrics, and I've put it almost with an electronic reggae kind of rhythm feel to it. And that is the essence of Punjabtronics, mixing that traditional Punjabi folk with that Western electronica.
Precision and power. That beat is gigantic. Punjabtronics. My thanks to Diamond for joining us, and Samba Guru and Axiel bring us new visions of Brazilian samba. Next on World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Cote.
Lendo num cordel, que o coração do rastafari oriental é Deus do céu.
That arrangement, it's so dense and dreamy. And the voice of Sandra Jimenez, that is Axial with Cantigas d'Agua. Before that, Samba Guru with more future samba sounds. An all-pro band moving samba through to East L.A. And the voice of Katia Morales and Foro do Oriente. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Check out our new blog at calcopyrite.com, where you'll find playlists and players for each and every episode, along with those of our sister broadcast podcast, Kelton A Twist with Patricia Fraser. Start at the homepage if you'd like to check out our reviews and interviews and charts you can use. It's all there. Your one-stop resource for all things contemporary global music, worldbeatcanada.com. And if you'd like to help support us, you can do so at our contacts page. March 31st at the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver, Brighton, England's The Go Team bring a new album to the stage. It's called Semicircle. We're going to close things off with the way the album starts, with a call of Mayday. But our last word goes to American journalist Franklin P. Jones, who said, "Love doesn't make the world go round. Love is what makes the ride worthwhile."
Tactical Pirate Communications.